Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, how you doing out there in Bark Radio Land? What are we up to today, Terry?
Well, we're planning for the worst.
Oh, hello? Okay, can we like hope for the best at least?
we hope for the best, but we got to plan for the worst.
Okay.
So, and it's a kind of a morbid thing, but it's something that my wife and I had started talking about. Because we've never planned what happens to our dogs if something happens to us. And it's vacation time for people, a lot of traveling, dogs are going into kennels. Who's going to look after them and God forbid a plane goes down somewhere, and
Right.
you're on it, then what happens?
And we don't think about that. We think about just human beings in general. I think we think about the here and now. And we should probably be making arrangements for our dogs as we would for our minor children, more or less.
You should have a guardian in mind.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been going. So we've been doing that exercise this week, trying to figure out, because we've got some travels coming, like everybody does this year, to
Right.
do vacation stuff.
Yep.
And our poochies won't go because it's too hot.
Right. Right.
So in this case, anyway, a lot of times they do travel with us. But
Right.
so we set out to try to figure out what legally we needed to do to make sure that they got taken care of, because
Right.
we think we know who could take care of them.
Right.
We have to talk to the individuals and do those types of things. But have a guardian in mind. What are you going to do? And then you want to start thinking about setting some money aside to help them take care of your pets if they have to
Absolutely.
take them.
Absolutely.
Food, medical bills, all of that. Now, it
For
doesn't
the
have
rest of their
for
lives.
the rest of their lives. Now, not everybody's Leona Helmsley and can leave $12 million to their dogs.
Wish
I mean, wish it could,
I
but nonetheless, a little bit of money helps. So if you
Right.
have an insurance policy, there's things you can do. And I'll bring up a couple of things that I've found as Vicki and I've done our research trying to figure out what we're doing.
So should we be doing trust funds for our dogs?
Can't hurt.
Okay.
So there's one, and it's called a pet protection agreement, and it's the most formal of the documents. It's basically you have your trust fund. And that can come out of your insurance money or out of whatever from your estate money, or if you have a separate trust altogether, it doesn't matter where the money comes from, but it sets aside X amount of dollars for that dog. It's not, well, not technically contestable because it is a legal binding will for the dog.
So is this something that you have that
No, I haven't done anything yet.
Okay.
So what we're going, well, I'll explain that in a
Okay.
second. I'll
All right.
explain that in a second. So in this case, it's a simple document. Any lawyer can put it together for you. It gets very specific. So it talks about who the guardian is, the money that's going to be allocated to that guardian, how that money gets spent,
Right.
the food the dogs eat, the exercise programs the dogs are on. You bullet point out every single thing that you want this individual to do, and it becomes a legally binding agreement between you and them.
And guys, really think about that, because as Terry's talking, I'm thinking about my dogs and their lifestyle is completely different from Terry's dog's lifestyle and completely different from your dog's lifestyle. Now, the trauma of dogs losing the people that they love is huge enough when you think about it. So now they're going to have to be rehomed. How cool would it be to have this document in place so whoever their guardian is going to be, they know what your dogs need. They know specifically based on their lifestyle at the moment that you pass away. I think that's an awesome thing to do. I like this.
It's a neat, and it's not, I mean, a lawyer's going to charge you a couple hours worth of their time to
Right.
put that together, and so it's not hugely expensive. It's more planning on your behalf.
Right.
It's you sitting down and writing this out and what it looks like, and talking with the potential guardian to say, hey, if in the unlikely event something happens, will you do this?
And another piece of it, you create this document with your attorney. I'm just thinking again about my dogs. My yellow female lab is scared to death of slippery floors. Include
I
stuff
never
like
thought
that.
about that.
I mean, if she's standing on a slippery floor, she's 70 pounds worth of very powerful Labrador Retriever. You will have a battle on your hands if you don't give her a little bit of time to get acclimated and to walk on that floor on her own. So if your dog has issues with anything, if your dog has allergies, anything like that, you include that in this document. This is a really good idea.
And actually, that type of content can be in any of the documents we're going to discuss.
Oh, okay.
It's just that in this case, it is a formal will. It's admissible in court in all 50 states. And again, it's anybody can contest anything,
sure.
But they've never been overthrown with this document.
Excellent.
There's no case for it.
Oh, I like this.
So that's the really formal way.
Okay.
The other way is called a pet trust. And it's similar. You still, you know, any estate planning attorney can also draft this up. It's a little bit more informal. And if you don't think there'll be anybody that's going to contest it, then you would go with this because it's a little bit cheaper to do.
Okay.
Again, you can provide as much information or as little information as you want. It really mm-hmm. calls out a simple guardian, and this is the money that I'm setting aside right. for it. so it's more than a handshake, but not quite as cut and dried as the first one we talked about,
okay.
which was the protection agreement.
Okay.
I think I would, you know, in our case, we're probably going to go with the pet trust
mm-hmm.
because we don't, there's nobody going to contest. I mean, everything
right.
kind of goes to Travis anyway.
Right.
And we would allocate certain monies just to the dogs and mm-hmm. making sure that those get taken care of.
Cool.
you know, so that's sort of the route that we're looking at.
Okay. But I like the fact that perhaps we'll get folks thinking about this because we don't think about it. And since we don't have on the calendar the day we're leaving the planet, we all of us who have animals and love those animals, and for you folks who have cats, for you folks who have other animals, make arrangements so when you're gone, they'll be taken care of.
Yeah. And, well, the other thing to think of on this, and I probably should have said this at the beginning, but it's not just a travel problem. What happens if you become incapacitated because of a stroke or illness? The same situation applies to the pet, dog, cat, you know,
yep.
gerbils, whatever you got.
What happens to them while you're in the hospital or in rehab?
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Who's going to take care of them? So this same type of planning works for those same types of non-terminal events necessarily,
right.
but still significant events where the dog or the pet will be impacted.
Yeah, so again, that one is could be a dilemma. It really
yeah.
could be. The short, relatively short-term period of time where somebody needs to be taking care of your dogs.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And again, I want to stress this. If this happens in your life, if you are hospitalized, your pets are going to be traumatized. Because if you're listening to us, you probably are very close to your dogs and your cats or whatever, and your gerbils. and if you have that close relationship with them and you're gone from their lives for a couple of days or a couple of weeks or whatever, it's going to impact them negatively. So try to find, you know, someone you trust
yep.
who can look after them if something like that should happen.
Right. And document.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you put it in writing.
Mm-hmm.
However you decide to do it,
yep.
make sure it's as detailed as you can possibly get and talk to someone in advance.
Absolutely. So, guys, I think I'm really glad we're talking about this today, Terry. It's a big one.
It's a big
yeah.
one.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for today, eh, Terry?
Yep, that'll do it. We'll talk to you guys later.